Here is what Kilgore Trout said to me in Berlin on April 12th, 2007, with a thick accent. Du denkst, dass du auch eine Null bist. Vergiss nicht, dass das Universum auch einmal eine Null war. As I said, a thick accent. Frankfurt it. Exclamation point. No, just Frankfurt it.
Oh, that is a beauty.
Hello out there, if anyone is out there. Where do we start? Do we have to start somewhere? Do you remember where you started? Do you remember where you started? Don't you ever think about that? Where and when did you become you? What? Who asked that question? I'm in a kitchen in a shitty apartment in Frankfurt, Germany. Deutschland. Fuck me. That's what's happened to me.
Thank God I'm a private eye, so I got a story to tell you. Adjust your package because it's about to get weird. Unfortunately, life isn't the same as it's portrayed in novels and films. In my imagination, in history books passed off as nonfiction as true stories. That is what's on page 45 of my notebook. It's okay if we go backward. It's okay if we go backwards. Backward, backwards. I think it's either, either. The needle bounces from ecstasy to long, thoughtful moments on a windswept plateau, not a plane. And the wind carries music with enough emotional baggage to comfortably outfit a family of five on a 3-week cruise. Then an idea switches on inside our protagonist's head as a white horse magically appears on the plane. I guess it was a plane after all. And our hero jumps atop the magnificent steed and rides a short distance to the town of Ecstasy, where the water tastes like German beer and the inhabitants look like lingerie models. Even the men. But they're not lingerie models. They are STD-free porn stars, and they all want our hero in the saddle. And soon enough, we find our protagonist in bed having a cigarette and pontificating about how slowly the world is spinning on its axis, relatively speaking. That's not the way life works. But then again, sometimes that's exactly how it works. I don't smoke anymore, but I found myself with a rolled cigarette between my index and middle fingers, and I was taking the poison deep into my lungs while static played on the radio. I was driving, even though I shouldn't have been. I could hear voices on the radio that I knew weren't there, but were when I parted the static and stepped on the gas. It was a Mercedes from the early 90s, an A-Klasse, and I was cruising to nowhere. Could have been in Destino, California, but was in Frankfurt, downtown, the red light district. Hey, what are you doing? Yeah, sure, come on, get inside, it's warm. Dude from Albania was in my car for a while and offered me some coke, but I declined and accepted a Marlboro instead, even though I no longer smoked. He said something about his mother, but I ignored him and refused to listen lest I think of mom. I allowed a crooked street sign to capture me to think of something else, and then the scene flitted to a woman in poorly constructed high heels and white, and I fell into silence and dropped off the Albanian or albino, and it doesn't make much difference. And I kept driving as straight as I could, and you could call me Euclid because I'm an experienced drunk driver, full stop. I parked the car and got out. A guy who looked too big for his body passed too close to me. I told him to fuck off in my head, but he didn't hear me. What an asshole. "I'm sorry, Teddy," I said to the night. "But there's nothing I can do." I was drunk, and it was quiet. It was nearly midnight. I was too late.
Yes, it's been a while since, it's been a while because I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do and where to take this wordplay. I had Harley Fatboy Diaries, but couldn't keep it running with the fat boy in Cali while I was here in Frankfurt. Then I thought of doing a podcast, European Serial Killers, with the idea of taking a couple of headlines and having Gen AI write the stories and the styles of famous people. In the first and only episode, Groucho Marx and Edgar Allan Poe gave us a news report, and William F. Buckley Jr. wrote, "Unveiling the Paradox, War's Peculiar Economic Dynamo." All three men were expressed in numbers. The Buckley piece wasn't half bad, but it wasn't enough to keep me going. That was over 4-5 months ago. I've been writing most days, and usually in the morning until around noonish, and I had continued with my Harley Diaries on Fatboy for a month or so, and even though I was enjoying the ride, something was missing. It wasn't vital enough, didn't make me want to sing or shuck and jive, pump a fist in the air in celebration of being. I would have also been okay with feeling goofy or give me giddy or even distraught. I was too comfortable and needed to let go of the reins and let it go where it willed. So now we have Frankfurt it. It was initially going to be fuck it, but that was like soggy cereal. I've got no idea where this is going, and I hope there is no destination, timetable, or a pile of meatballs at the end. No, I'll take those meatballs if they were made by my great-grandmother, grandmother, or mother. That's precisely what works or doesn't work for me. Everyone's fucking brain dead. That's the only way to explain it, to make sense of our world. Okay, this is a bit personal, but I was in the bath today and thinking about the shit these young people are sending me to edit. And fuck me, put a bullet in my head or drop the bombs because we don't deserve to be here. Just clear the whole game board and start from the light, from when we were catching our breath, and I don't care. And that's probably why it makes me sad to hear about a young person studying business or marketing or communications and what? I don't know a single effing person doing anything worth a piece of bazooka. A whole piece? Hardly anyone even knows what I'm referring to. We can leave it there, but I'm sure you've got something to say about someone famous or some other fuckwit you heard on some channel, and I should have thrown you a comma or a pillow, and you're right. They're the best, and that's what you want and need, and can't we see where this is going? No, 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 don't leave, please, I'm sorry, this is what I'm talking about. I'm dealing with the cream of the crop, and they're effing idiots. Stand the fuck up. You're the same. Even if you don't know it, it's all shit, and you're shit too. That's why we're taking this ride. Baudelaire said to be drunken in your fashion on wine, poetry, or virtue, as you will. But that's so much easier said than done. Don't believe anything. Trust me, nobody knows what the F they're talking about. And I don't care how smart they think they are. Was this an introduction? I don't care. A lot of people died so I could write this. But you wouldn't know their names. No one does. Or maybe you do know a few of their names. But no one's name matters. I'll see you soon.